see that number. So, oh, I'm so excited to be at this church where we get to talk about Jesus, which actually leads me to my next point. Whew. Okay, Janelle, pull it together. Okay, so we not only get to tell other people about Jesus, but we, guys, you guys ready for this? We get to talk about Jesus. I know, it's good. I know. I was asking Pastor Eric, I was like, would you let us talk about Jesus? To get lettuce? No? That was a stretch. Okay. I know, I was thinking, you know, that's going to be a really cheesy joke. Oh, gosh. Okay, sorry. Okay, woo, I'll take it down, guys. Don't worry, you guys won't be hearing those all day. Maybe. No, actually, we are going to be doing the gospel in a taco shell today. So, if you know Ninja Turtles, you know, it's...
Did I hear someone say tacos?
Oh. Oh, jeez. I totally
right?
forgot.
Tacos? Did you say tacos?
I did say tacos. I did. Guys, I totally forgot that I invited Chef Ramey Ray to come here and bring the
That's
ingredients.
It. Chef Ramey Ray, taco. YouTube sensation. Yes. YouTube sensation. You all see me on YouTube,
yeah.
right?
Yep. You might Ramey, know Ray- her sister, Rachel Ray. But
we don't need to talk about her.
Okay.
Just me.
Okay. Well, I'm
Chef Ramey Ray.
Chef Ramey Ray. She is a YouTube sensation. I'm sure everybody here has heard.
You all have watched me, right?
Yeah.
I think this week I was up to 10 views.
10 views? Yeah. It may have all been you, but who knows? Who knows? She's a sensation.
Sometimes I put it on repeat before I go to bed.
I asked you to come here because I know that you're so good with ingredients. You're a chef. You've got to be good with ingredients. So,
for sure.
Did you bring the ingredients that we need?
You bet I did.
Okay.
You bet
awesome.
I did.
All right.
You
perfect.
Bet.
We're ahead of the game, guys.
Yeah.
All right. First ingredient.
Number one ingredient. What you asked me to bring for tacos.
Yes.
The tacos.
Tacos. Taco.
Tacos.
Taco. Taco.
You say potato, I say potato. You say taco, I say taco. Okay?
All right.
But I said, okay, you told me.
Well, however we want to pronounce it, that's fine. If you say
I got the turtle shell. You said turtle shell. I got the turtle shell.
Definitely did not say turtle shell. That was not any part of the ingredients. Guys, you're not having a turtle shell.
You said turtle shell.
No, I said a tortilla shell. I might have said tortilla shell, but it was a tortilla.
So you say tortilla shell, I say turtle shell.
Yep, nope, yep, that's not going to work. But that's okay, I'm sure. Do we have, we have a tortilla shell here, so don't you worry. I got it. I got you.
Okay,
but did you bring the other ingredient?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you said, and I delivered. I thought it was a little odd, but.
Well, that sounds promising.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Okay, so you said the, car acid?
No.
Car acid. So all I could find was a car battery.
Yikes.
But you said car acid.
Yikes. No.
So I thought we could get some.
No, definitely not car acid. I said carne asada. Carne asada. If you don't.
I was wondering, like, how this would fit into a taco. But
that would have been a red flag.
Goodness
for me,
gracious.
For sure.
Okay.
Carne asada, you know, like that delicious taco meat, that delicious steak taco meat that you put on your tortilla. You know what? Let's just get rid of this.
Okay.
Like, let's just get it far. Oh, that's heavy. Far, far away. I don't even know. How did you think anybody was going to be able to?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know either. But.
Okay. Do you have our third ingredient?
I'm quite frankly missing that ingredient. Will you give me 1 second?
Yikes.
Does anybody have a flashlight?
Can you?
I think it fell in the baptismal.
I see it.
1 second. Just give me my phone.
We'll just wait here.
Water back here.
too hopeful, though, that she understood exactly what I was going for.
Okay, so this one I know I got right because I did research.
Oh, you did research.
I did research for it because I didn't quite, you know, it was like, what was that language that you sent the ingredients to me, Greek?
Spanish.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not Greek.
So,
today,
but I thought, okay. A little weird. So, anyways, flashlight's still on. Yeah, so you sent me the ingredients, and I thought it said, right. Pico de gallo?
Yeah, pico de gallo. Yeah, you got that
pico
one.
Pico de gallo. So I put it into Google Translate.
Oh.
I hit pico de, because I wanted to make sure I got this ingredient right?
Okay.
And?
Yep.
I got it.
I'm happy.
Chicken beaks.
Chicken beaks.
Got them. Just like you said. I did my research right here. Chicken beaks.
Oh, okay.
Chicken. So they're not alive still. Like, they're just.
Okay, so pico de gallo might translate on Google Translate to the beak of a rooster.
Yeah, that's what it's. Oh, yeah, sorry. Beak of a rooster.
We are not making the beak of a rooster. Nope, we're doing a salsa. So
why did you tell?
Yes, salsa.
Oh, wait.
Like
should we,
tomatoes and onions and cilantro.
Wait. Should we get rid of these?
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Sure.
We're definitely. They're a little sticky. You're gonna have to say salsa line again. That did not go very far. Okay.
Okay, so it's pico de gallo, which is a salsa. It's tomatoes, onions, cilantro, a little splash.
Salsa, why did you tell me? I've been practicing.
Nope. Definitely not the dance. Salsa, not the dance. Oh, yikes. Okay, guys. We obviously... Yikes.
They love me. They really love me. Everyone's going to be looking for my YouTube video next. Yes. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yes. Don't take cooking tips from Chef Ramey.
Chef Ramey Ray.
Yeah.
Also, salsa extraordinaire.
Yep. Nope. Not doing salsa. I mean, you can do salsa later.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What? I just keep getting it all wrong.
It's okay.
I should have told you in the first place. I had no idea what a taco was.
It's okay.
I mean, I
some
know I'm a chef, but I've never made a taco.
Some people don't know what a taco is. But that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, I even embroidered my apron today.
I know.
But I didn't know what it meant.
It's
obviously.
Okay. Is it an embroidery or a sticker? Okay, we'll just call it embroidery. It's all right. It's cool. We'll do that. That's where we're going. All right. So, no, actually, those are ingredients, not yours. But I'm going to have actual ingredients to show that we could do a metaphor about, you know, the gospel. So the gospel of Jesus is when Jesus came to save us because he wants a relationship with us. And so that's how we're going to be talking about the gospel of Jesus with the right ingredients.
Totally get the metaphor.
Yes.
All I have to do is eat a taco and then I know Jesus. Got it!
No.
Yes!
No.
I've never had a taco. I've never made a taco, but I think I'm going to love tacos.
No. You know what a metaphor is. You know what a metaphor is.
Of course. We have metaphor. Like last week when you called me and said, hey, can you bring the ingredients for the taco? And I said, sure. And that was when we metaphor. And
okay.
I kind of metaphor some people during the meet and greet today, right?
I'm going to just stop asking you questions, okay? Because that is not what a metaphor is. A metaphor is a symbol, like something that we use to portray something else. Like today, we're going to use the ingredients of a taco shell to talk about the gospel. For instance, okay, I actually do have some ingredients because I didn't know you were actually going to be here.
You didn't think I was going to come through.
I mean,
I always come through.
Questioned it, but
okay.
Okay, so here I have. A flour tortilla, a corn tortilla. This is not
a flour. Yeah, because that flour, gluten.
You can make tortillas with flour, or you can make it with corn, like golden corn. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here is a taco shell made with golden corn. And the golden corn reminds us of God's kingdom. The golden corn. And let me tell you why. Did you guys know that Apostle John saw a vision? And in his vision, he saw heaven, and he said that the streets were paved with gold. It's in Revelations 21, 21. There we go.
What?
And the main street of heaven was pure gold, as clear as glass.
So I want to live there.
I know. And you know what? God wants you to live there. He does.
Me?
Yeah. He totally
wants
you to
live there. No one ever
wants
me to live
with
them.
Yeah. He does. He does, because he made you, and he loves you. So God, in fact, in John 3:16, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believed in him will not perish, but have eternal life, in John 3:16.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, so we have the golden corn tortilla to represent the kingdom.
I've got a couple questions.
Of course you do.
Is God... Jesus is son, Jesus is God's son, if I say that, okay. And then the streets of gold, like in heaven, does it take you to Oz? Do you cook your feet?
Those are great questions.
Yes.
I've wondered them myself. But you know what? I think we need more ingredients.
Okay.
I think other people might have questions. So what we're going to do,
okay.
We're going to sit down. Okay.
Should I not?
And I'm going to invite Mr. Matt. He's one of our elementary teachers, and he's always prepared. So I know that he has the next ingredient. Mr. Matt, will
you
come on up?
Do you need the car battery?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
all good.
Right, then we're going to get out of your way. You're welcome.
Thanks. I'm going to pay attention.
Matt.
Front seat over here.
Come on.
I have lots of questions.
Oh, you're probably
good. Okay. Thanks.
Well, good morning. It's It is so wonderful to meet you. You know, today I'm going to tell you about the meat of the message. I'm sorry, that's enough of the jokes. I don't think I do those well, but that's awesome. You know, but before we explain what it means to believe in Jesus, I'd like to take a few minutes and talk about why Jesus decided to leave that wonderful kingdom that Miss Janelle was talking about and come here to earth. And it's really he came to solve a problem that all people have. When we look at this is carne asada, if you didn't know. Some of the meat that we get to eat in just a little bit. I've been sitting with it on the bench over there, and it's really tough just to sit by a pile of meat. So, but anyways, you know, when we look at this meat, we notice that this is a dark meat. You know, it's cooked up, it's seasoned, and it's dark. And it kind of is a great explanation of the problem that we have. You know, see, Jesus is the, you know, it says in the Bible that Jesus is the light of the world, and this dark meat is kind of an example of the problem that we have. Hey, is anybody here afraid of the dark? Yeah, some of us are. I don't like it when it's really, really dark. And they do these mind tours, and they take you in, they close off all the lights, and it's really, really dark in there. And I wouldn't want to live in darkness. And it's a great example about what we have. You know, all of us have sin. And I'm going to explain what sin is. Or actually, maybe I'll ask, does anybody know what sin is? Oh, what is it? Excellent. Yes, that is it. Whenever you do or think or say something that offends God or that it breaks God's commandment, that is what is called sin. And see, we all have that problem. We all have done something. Like a great example is God is love, and he tells us that we should love one another. So when we do something that we say that is hateful, or we do something that does not please God and we're mean to other people, that is sin. I know we all make mistakes. It's not easy. And in the Bible, it helps us to understand when we read verses like in Romans 3:23, where it says, everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of God's glorious standard. You know, when we choose to live in sin, when we choose not to obey God or follow his rules, we live in spiritual darkness. And the more that we get further and further away from the goodness of God. You know, it's kind of like my son is, he's 3.5 years old, and, you know, there's a lot of times where there's times he doesn't obey me, and I have to put him in timeout, and I have to separate him from me because of the way that he's behaving. You know, it's the same for us. As we don't obey God, and we disobey, we get put further and further away from him. You know, just like the taco shell, and we were talking about, it's pure gold. You know, God is pure goodness, and he is holy, and he does not allow sin in his presence. So the problem is that, and the more we do, the more we live in spiritual darkness. You know, but there is good news, and it is that Jesus is the light of the world. It tells us in John 18:12 that Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Amen. Now, I hope you want to hear more about this light. And for to help us with the rest of our metaphor today, Pastor Eric is going to come up and he's going to tell us the rest about the gospel in a taco shell.
Thank you, Mr. Matt. I am excited. I get to bring not rooster beaks, but pico de gallo. It's one of my favorite things. I'm going to actually kind of make this taco up a little bit. It's going to be delicious. I don't know if you guys can see that. Put a little pico on there. Now, pico de gallo, like I said, it's not rooster beaks. It's this delicious salsa fresco. It has things like tomato and cilantro and onion on there. And I'm excited to be able to talk to you about pico de gallo because pico de gallo is the part of our metaphor, the part of our symbol to remind us of the story of Jesus. As Ms. Janelle shared a moment ago, God loves us. God loves us. God wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to spend time with us in this life and for eternity. But as Mr. Matt shared a second ago, we have a problem. That we're separated from God. We can't be close to God because we sin. And so we live in darkness. We're apart from his light. Our sin separates us from him, the bad things that we do. But God wanted to solve that problem. We couldn't solve that problem on our own. We could never be good enough. We could never try hard enough to deserve God's goodness because he is perfectly good and we're not perfect. So God came up with a solution to the problem, and that solution was Jesus Christ. A lot of you kids, maybe one of your favorite holidays is Christmas, right? A lot of kids, you love the presents under the tree. You love everything that has to do with Christmas. Well, Christmas celebrates the fact that God gave us a solution to our problem of sin. That Jesus, who is the Son of God and was God the Son, he took on human flesh and he came to earth as a baby. And he lived a perfect life. He grew up and he never sinned because he wasn't just human. He was God who had took on human flesh. And he lived that perfect life and he never sinned. And he taught people about God's goodness and how to live good lives as well, how to follow God's will for their lives. But there are people who didn't like the message Jesus was teaching because he was taking away their power. That he had enemies who opposed him. And though Jesus did nothing wrong, they decided that they wanted to kill him. And so the first ingredient I want to talk about are these little red tomatoes in the pico de gallo. And they remind us of the fact that Jesus died. Some of you know the story of how Jesus died on a cross. And you see, the thing about Jesus' death on a cross that's interesting is that even though others were the ones who crucified Jesus on the cross, Jesus chose to let himself be crucified. Boys and girls, Jesus was God. The Bible says he could have called down armies of angels to defend himself. But Jesus said, no, I'm going to let myself die on the cross. I'm going to let my blood be shed. And the reason why he did that was because even those other people wanted to silence Jesus, Jesus said, no, I'm going to use my death to let other people know about how they can be forgiven of their sins. You see, we don't deserve God's goodness. If we got what we deserved, it would be like having an eternal time out from God. That we don't deserve to be in his presence. That if we got what we deserved, it would be an eternal time out. But Jesus said, you know what? I love you. I don't want you to be separated from me for eternity. I will take the punishment that you deserve. Boys and girls, can you imagine what it would be like if you got in trouble and your brother or your sister said, Mom, Dad, I'll take the time out for him. I'll take the punishment for him. That's what Jesus did for you. He said, God the Father, I'll trade spots with them. I'll take the punishment that they deserve. Even though I've done nothing wrong, I'll let my death pay the penalty for their sins, for their mistakes, for the bad things they've done. And so that's what those tomatoes represent. They remind us of the red reminds us of Jesus' blood shed on the cross. That he took our spot. He traded places with us so that we wouldn't have to have that eternal time out. The next ingredient are these little green leaves called cilantro. I love cilantro. A little bit spicy. But the cilantro, it's green. It's the color of life and growth. And it explains to us how we can accept Jesus' sacrifice that he made on our behalf, how we trade places with him. See, the Bible tells us that if we want to accept Jesus, if we want to accept his sacrifice, that we have to admit that we used to live in our own way. We have to admit that we have sinned, that we've made mistakes, that we've done bad things. You say, you know what, God, I've chosen to live for me, even if that's meant that it's hurt others. I've chosen to live for me and be selfish, even if that means that it's broken your commands. But I don't want to live that way anymore. I don't want to live in darkness anymore. And that we accept the new life. Like that green represents new life. We accept the new life that Jesus has for us. So this trade of death to life, the Bible explains it to us in this way. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm going to skip ahead to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, which says, he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. Then a verse later it says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. So that green growth, those little green leaves remind us that God wants us to have a new life. That we say, I don't want to live that old life in darkness anymore. I want to live for you, Jesus. I'm going to accept you as my Lord. Kids, do you know what the word Lord means? Basically means like your king. It says, Jesus, I want you to be my king. I recognize that you are God and that you created the world and that you know what's best for me even better than I do. That your ways, your rules, your commands, they're meant to bless me and give me the life that you created me to have. So I'm going to follow you as my king, my Lord. And I'm going to trust you to be my Savior, to forgive me of my sins and to give me new life, to give me a relationship with you that starts now and lasts forever, even into heaven. This brings us to our last ingredient. These little white onions. I don't know if you can see those. The onions, when you cut onions, they make you cry a little bit. And I love them. But this part of the story, sometimes it makes us cry. At the good news, the beauty of the story. You see, the onions, they're two different colors. Onions, they start out as white, right? But what happens when you cook onions? They turn clear. Both of those colors really tell part of the story for us. You see, when we look at the white onions, that reminds us that when we recognize that Jesus died for our sins, like the red tomato represents. And we accept the new life with Jesus as our Lord and Savior, like the green cilantro tells us. That we get to go back into the light of Jesus. That white represents that we can live in the light. We can live following after the Holy Spirit, with Him guiding us, and we can live in the light. And that starts now in this life. But it also lasts for eternity. You see, the Bible tells us, boys and girls, that when we die, each and every one of us will stand before God. And we'll be judged. We'll be judged about whether or not we're good enough to spend eternity with Him. And as we spoke a moment ago, none of us can be good enough on our own. But what the Bible says is when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and when God looks at you to judge you, you know what? He doesn't see you. It's as if you're made clear like those onions, and He sees through you, and He sees Jesus. That when we're judged, we don't earn righteousness in our own merits. We're not made good enough by trying hard. Rather, we serve Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we trust that Jesus was good enough. That when God looks at us and judges us, He doesn't judge us by our own actions, but by Jesus. The Apostle Paul tells us, explains this in Philippians chapter 3, where Paul says, I no longer count on my own righteousness by obeying the law, obeying all the rules. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and the power that raised Him from the dead. I want to suffer with Him, sharing in His death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Boys and girls, this morning, I want to invite you to know Christ. That if you've come here this morning and you don't know Jesus, I want to let you know, as Ms. Janelle says, that He loves you and He wants to have a relationship with you. But we are all, every single one of us, separated from God because of the mistakes that we make, because He is perfect and good. But even though that we have that problem of sin that separates us, God wants you to know that there is hope, that He sent His Son Jesus to die on a cross to take the penalty for your sins, so that we can have new life in Christ with Him as our Lord and Savior, to walk in the light and live with Him both now and forever. So that when God sees us, we're judged worthy, not by our own righteousness, but by Jesus, to spend eternity with Him in heaven. Pastor Jabbeth, would you and the worship team come? We want to close the service this morning with a prayer. And some of you have prayed this prayer many times. And some of you, maybe you would like to pray this prayer for the first time. But all this prayer is, and if you boys and girls, if you don't know what prayer is simply talking with God. It's talking with Jesus. And that in order to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you just need to let Him know, Jesus, I want your help to live for you. And so this morning, we just want to say a prayer. And many of us have said this prayer before. I invite you to say it again. And some of you, maybe this is the first time. But if you're ready, if you want to make Jesus your Lord and your Savior, if you want the new life that He wants to give you, I invite you to say this prayer with me this morning. So would you stand, boys, girls, parents, everyone, would you stand with me this morning? We just want to pray together this morning to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And if you're not ready to say this prayer, I don't mean to pressure you. You're not required to do so. But if you are ready, I want to invite you to say this prayer with me. And then in a moment, we're going to sing a song. And if you've said this prayer, if it's your first time, I would invite you to come forward, that Miss Janelle and myself and some other pastors and elders will be at the front. We would love to pray with you and talk to you about what it means to make this commitment to Jesus. We'd love to connect with you. If you don't have a Bible, we'd love to give you a Bible so you could start in your new life with Christ, learning more about Him and walking with Him. So the prayer I have, it's going to be on the screen behind me. Church, would you say this prayer with me this morning? Dear Jesus, I admit that I have sinned. Sometimes I do bad things. I break your commands. My sin separates me from you. But I don't want to live separate from you anymore. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior. I accept the new life you have for me. Help me to live for you. Amen. Thank you.